Bob, it sure looks like the Steelers, not just because they have a one-game lead, but because of the other factors that we've mentioned, because of the schedules and because of the tiebreakers, they have to win this division now, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they will? Because I sure do.
I do now, yeah. And just Baltimore looks broken to me. They look like they have so many holes. I mean, the way they played that Jaylen Warren 38-yard touchdown, they had guys wide open everywhere. It seems like they had no idea that was coming. They got more problems than I think they can overcome. So, and Cincinnati, by losing yesterday, was out of it. I thought when they were winning, if they had won that game,
yeah,
to be 5-8, then
would've
things
could have
been interesting because their schedule really lightens up compared to everybody else. But now that that's not happened, it's just Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and I see nothing from Baltimore that makes me think they're going to be able to overtake the Steelers, provided the Steelers do what they're supposed to do.
Well, not to mention, now Baltimore has to face Joe Burrow, Drake May, and Jordan Love before they come here. I mean, it's just, it seems highly, highly unlikely. And if it were to go to a tiebreaker, let's say Baltimore wins here at the end and ties the Steelers, you figure they're going to be tied, well, obviously in head-to-head, but tied in divisional record, which is the second tiebreaker. And so it will go to conference record, and the Steelers have a two-game lead there.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in their favor. It's all right ahead of them. So all they have to do is take care of business.
Kabali has sent me a message that it's actually common opponents that is that third element.
He's wrong.
No, I think he's right. I think it's common opponents.
Are you sure about that?
I do think, yes, it's on their list.
I know it's on the list. I didn't think it was third. Now, see, now
this
he's...
This is why when you start getting these tiebreakers, like...
he is right. He's right. My bad. See, that's what you get for reading things online, Limits.
I know. We've all been victim of that. Remember when Ron read that fake trade report?
Yes.
What was it? Like, the Steelers are trading Levi Wallace for... no.
All right. Then let's look at common games. Everything I said could be wrong here, Bob. What are the common games?
It's too long to figure that out.
It still could go to... I don't know what... Now.
This is why when the ACC... You know, when they got that deep in tiebreakers to have Duke in that championship game, and then the worst thing that could have happened to them was Duke won that game.
You know who I think I believed
here? Actually,
it
was good for Miami.
Yeah. I think I believed AI. Damn it. Now I feel like Ron.
That's why you have to really watch.
Are we all going to be taken up by AI at some point, Bob?
I guess. I mean, it's useful in many ways, but it's also... I don't know what to believe anymore. I really don't. I see things that look legitimately fine to me, but they're not. So,
Limits, can you figure out common games, please? You're the beat writer.
Sure.
I mean, do division games count in that, right, Bob? They would have presumably the same divisional record. Yes?
Yes. Those are common opponents, yes.
And then who else do they have in common? They have Buffalo. They both lost to Buffalo. They have who else?
I'd have to look at the Ravens' schedule. I don't remember who they played. They still haven't played Green Bay. The Steelers lost to Green Bay. They can make up some ground there.
Well, if that's the
case. And
they
have to play New England, too.
That's right.
So those are two more common opponents upcoming.
All right, common opponents. You ready, Bob? Buffalo, they both lost. Cleveland, the Steelers have one win against Cleveland, and they still have to go to Cleveland, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and the Ravens are 2-0 against
Ravens
them.
Are 2-0. Detroit, Baltimore lost. The Steelers still have to go there. Right, Bob?
In 2 weeks, yep.
Chicago, Ravens won, Steelers lost. Miami is going to happen this week. Baltimore already beat Miami. They already beat Minnesota. The Steelers beat Minnesota. They both beat the Jets. So I don't know what their records are common games-wise.
Well, it still has to play out, and we'll see over the next 4 weeks. That's going to be one of the tiebreakers, that if it comes to the exact record, then and it'll be important. So it's too much yet to happen, but they're in control. The bottom line is the Steelers, if they win out, they're the champs. Four games left, win them, no problem. No tiebreakers necessary.
Hold on a second here. We're going to get to the report card in a minute. Did the Pirates make an offer to Kyle Schwarber? Is that true or untrue?
I don't know if it's true. We've heard so much of this. To me, it's about show me once it's signed, then I'll believe it. Because, you know, I've heard this before, and there were thoughts about, wasn't there a report by, was it Ken Rosenthal? No, it was Jeff Passan, and then later Ken Rosenthal came out and said it never happened.
When?
Who did they make an offer to, according to Passan? Remember they were talking about
Josh Naylor.
And then he said, no, that never happened. So you hear this.
Well, Jason Mackey's reporting right now that they made an offer to Kyle Schwarber. A source confirmed the offer Monday. While the exact terms are not known, that would be interesting to know. It would undoubtedly shatter anything the Pirates have previously done in free agency. The problem comes with it actually happening, considering the fact that Considering the fact that Schwarber's market is not small and the Pirates are fighting an uphill battle with this stuff, says Mack.
Right, and quite frankly, for a guy who hit 50-plus home runs, for a guy who drove in 120-plus, I think the market's going to say you're worth more than $20 million a year or $25 million a year.
Well, it's one thing to make an offer, but it's another, you know, they might have made him an offer he can refuse.
Yes, it looks like you made the offer, but it wasn't, and you knew it wasn't going to be enough. Again, I wish they would make offers. I'd love to see him here. I would. I'll take his 200 batting average. I'll take his low on-base percentage, but I will take the 50-some home runs and 120 runs batted in. Absolutely.
I don't know about that one. I mean, obviously, I'd take him. I don't know about how I feel about this alleged offer that's been made, this reported offer, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Unless you see the terms, you don't know.
Yeah, you could float anything out there and make it seem like you're interested, and they should be, but they should be legitimately interested. You got to pay the market, though, and the market is not that. I think the market is way above what they're potentially offering, which is $20 million a year, $25 million a year.
Meanwhile, we have the college football playoff, and all heck has broken loose there. Notre Dame AD Pete Bevacqua unloaded on the ACC, saying the conference that houses almost everything Fighting Irish sports team has caused, quote, permanent damage to their relationship. What has happened here? I realize they think they got snubbed, and they might have a case there, by the way, but he's upset with how the ACC pushed for Miami over Notre Dame leading up to the selections.
What are they supposed to do?
Notre
Dame is, they've chosen not to be involved as a conference member for everything, so therefore, and honestly,
exactly.
Miami beat Notre Dame. Bevacqua should have nothing to say about this because if you had beaten Miami, you would be in this playoff.
Yes. Let's rewind that for a second. They had Notre Dame ahead of Miami going into this last poll, and neither team played Saturday, and then they put Miami ahead of Notre Dame. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
So I was on Notre Dame's side, and now I'm not. If this guy's going to bitch and moan about the ACC, how about this, Notre Dame? Don't lose your first two games of the season and give up 68 points. Get out of here. Do you agree, Bob?
Yeah, I thought they overcame it. I actually thought Notre Dame should have gotten in. I thought Alabama should not have gotten in. Alabama lost three games. Yes, they played in their conference championship game, but they got smoked out of it. They weren't even competitive. They lost 28-7.
Yeah, but they also have some really good wins. Who's Notre Dame's biggest win?
Wait a minute. Alabama,
USC.
By virtue of being in that conference, they're going to have those. But they also lost to Florida State non-conference.
They also have really good wins. Who's Notre Dame's biggest win?
Probably USC. I have to look at the whole schedule.
Number 20 USC and number 22 Pitt.
See, this is
here's what I would say to Kurt Bevacqua. Remember him, Bob? Former baseball player.
Baseball mustachioed man.
And everybody else involved with Notre Dame, don't lose to the two best teams on your schedule and give up 68 points in those two games. How about not do that? And then we'll hear your complaints. I'm done with them. I'm writing about them now for tomorrow, and I'm absolutely going to shred them.
And Bob, how shameful that Notre Dame of all places, decides to just take its ball and go home and no longer play in a bowl game. Boo-hoo, Notre Dame.
They're not the only ones. Four other teams have joined them.
Right. But, like, think about...
Nobody else is Notre Dame. He's right. They're taking their ball and going home.
Well,
they're saying, you're not going to get any of our revenue attached to us.
Even if you get to a bowl game, whatever that bowl game is, and I think Pitt has the same situation. How many players do you think want to play in that bowl game, and what would that do to your team?
They're doing this because they feel snubbed, and they want to snub it.
I understand.
Notre Dame could show up with a bunch of kids on campus with a backup team. And the fact that, in fact, that might even be draw more eyeballs. The fact that they're Notre Dame we'll have people watching. We'll make that bowl game a big bowl game. And they're saying, you're not going to get that from us.
That's fine.
You screwed us over. This is what we're going to do to you.
I think the bowl games have been greatly hurt by all of this because the only ones that are going to matter other than the playoff, the rest of them don't matter.
Did the rest of them matter?
Well, for some kids, they still needed to go out and have good games.
They can still have that opportunity.
But they will risk injury. And now you're going to see.
Don't play.
So let me ask you this. Pitt plays East Carolina, is it?
Yeah.
In the Military Bowl.
Right.
And I love the Military Bowl because I'm a big fan of military people, what they do. That should be supported in and of itself. But if you're Pitt, do you really want to play Mason Heinschel in this or not?
Did you 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Wouldn't that same question apply?
Maybe, maybe not. Not as much as it is now because you're talking about transfers. You're talking about money on the line. Mason Heinschel has a future that could be not in Pitt. If he plays and gets hurt, what happens to Mason Heinschel?
I would ask the same question 15 years ago.
But there's more reason to do it this under these terms because you can move to the next team immediately. Most of those guys were only looking at the NFL, nothing else. They weren't looking at, NIL money at Texas maybe.
People like Christian McCaffrey sat out. That was still a fairly long time ago. And
largely agree that people should sit out of these games?
If they want, yeah. Why would they play? Because coaches make money?
Well,
play for the fans?
No, I would say in a case of a true freshman, you get practices. You get a lot more practices, and reps do help.
Then play next year's team.
I don't know. I just think it's a problem.
I think it always was. It's bigger now, you're right, because more people have wised up to why am I playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl, although that one's pretty popular this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More people have wised up to, they're all making, well, I guess they're making money now too, Bob. That's the thing. Should they write into these contracts that you have to play in bowl games?
I don't think they'll ever agree to that. First of all, they have to have unionized if that's going to happen, because I don't see it a widespread thing. I don't know where this is all headed. All I know is that if you're a player who thinks you can get paid next year by Mason Heinschel, what did he make this year, if anything? Probably not much. He was a third string when he started this whole process.
You know what? Miami beat Notre Dame.
That's why I said head-to-head matters.
I know.
That's why they don't have a case for me. If you had beaten – by the way, if you watched that Miami game as I did, they beat Notre Dame at the line of scrimmage quite a bit in that game. It was a closer score than what I thought really happened.
I have no sympathy for Notre Dame, and I did going into this because it's ridiculous that they were ahead of Miami. Neither team played, and now they're behind Miami. That makes zero sense. Nobody can rationalize that.
No.
Right?
Here's another part of this whole component. Do you agree that the way they have it set up now, the highest five rated conference champions get in, which this year included two teams that I don't think belong. And I say this all due respect. James Madison and Tulane should not be in this field.
Yeah, I'm a proponent of the underdog. That's why I love the NCAA basketball tournament.
But this is not that.
The Notre Dame team that I saw come to Acrisure Stadium was half NFL. The fact that they're not playing for a national championship and Tulane and who else, James Madison. Is laughable.
It is. And I say that with respect for those teams, but Tulane lost to Ole Miss this year by 35 points, five touchdowns. And James Madison, I mean, they do what they got to do with their schedule, but, you know, what's the line? Hey, Austin, can you look at the lines on these games? Like, I want to know what the first...
We'll come back
now
with that.
Now that we have the
it's
matchups...
It's a double-digit line for
they're
going to
be 21, 24-point lines. That tells you they don't belong.
I can take one to have
two. But two of them
like
got
that.
In because the ACC didn't have anyone, and that's what Duke did to them. If Virginia had won that game, I think Virginia would have gotten a spot.
Well, what do you want Duke to do about it? Intentionally
nothing.
Lose?
It's just because they were so weak in a conference.
The conference stinks.
They had five losses and they're playing in the championship
game. Well,
maybe
if Notre Dame joined the conference, they'd be in now.
They would be in. If you played in the ACC, you'd be in the playoff. Quit your crying. It's annoying. It's just so annoying. Notre Dame thinks that they're above everybody.
I'm annoyed by them too, Bob. I am annoyed by them.
Marcus Freeman, huge leader. Now we're going to take our ball. We're going to go.
But again,
How dare you as a conference push Miami over us when they lost to Miami.
And we're not even in your conference for football.
To me, it's all head-to-head.
They
head-to-head
Notre
matters.
Dame, nothing.
I don't know where they have this whole thing stacked, but head-to-head should always be first and foremost. You play them, you lose. If it's a dead heat, the team that beats the other team wins. Simple as that.
That's Ray Fittipaldo's.
Convoluted with all this stuff.
I know. With the same thing with the catches in the NFL. Like, what's the easy answer for you then? For the college football playoff?
For the college football playoff? 16 teams, number one.
Now you're asking some to have to win four games?
I don't care.
Well, they do, and they're not going to play.
They care? What are you talking about?
If I'm going to the NFL, I'm going to break my back over four playoff games?
Well, I mean, that's a component of even this. I'm sure a team that's playing in a national semifinals or quarterfinals may have the same problem now. So that horse is out the barn. If I'm going to do this fairly, I think 16 is a better number than 12.